Cell phones. Even those of us old enough to remember life before them can hardly imagine life without them now. But as with all new technologies, drugs, and products, what do we really know about how they affect our health, especially long-term? No one can say for sure in the beginning, and as with most big industries, by the time scientific studies are performed, there's enough money at stake that negative findings are suppressed. Well, when it comes to the latest in mobile networks, wireless technology, and smart devices, make no mistake, there is an attack being perpetuated on your health and well-being.
The cell tower going up in your neighborhood? If it's not now, it may soon.
They say it would allow phone companies to put up new antennas in your neighborhood, whether you like it or not.
But to pave the way for that game change, telecom companies need to put up between 30,000 and 50,000 of these small cell antennas.
Local neighborhoods would be seeing something the size of a refrigerator showing up on a street pole, and they could say nothing to stop it.
They have no place in front of homes and residential neighborhoods.
Now, what about the ones that already
What will you do?
Excuse me.
Of all the places in Shadyside, why are you trying to put a cell phone tower in my kid's playground?
It's because you're getting beamed with all these invisible signals, but they're high-powered signals that are directionally aimed at the devices that are using them.
The manufacturers actually tell people in the instruction manual, which I never read, to put not to put the cell phone against your ear.
It's time to tell the American public the truth. Wireless causes cancer, hundreds in your family, your living there.
It's the world's first electronic computer. Right now, it's solving mathematical problems for the U.S. Army, but who knows? Someday a machine like this may check up on your income tax.
Any technology that pollutes the air by sending signals wirelessly can contribute to electropollution. Today, that means more than cell phones, laptops, and tablets. It means all of your smart devices, from TVs to toasters, smart meters to baby monitors, and refrigerators to speakers. Even fitness trackers have recently shown to negatively impact wearers with the Wi-Fi radiation they give off, causing a variety of reactions, ranging from skin rash to insomnia. All of these devices all emit electromagnetic radiation, often abbreviated as EMR or EMF for electromagnetic frequency. This kind of radiation is non-ionizing radiation. The risks from ionizing radiation, such as that from X-rays and nuclear power, are not as contested. Because it is non-ionizing, the industry would have you believe it is risk-free. But studies show this kind of radiation does impact human health, especially over an extended period of time. As these bands become cluttered with more and more devices, the networks slow down, unable to meet demand. This is supposedly why engineers created 5G, a place in the spectrum that still has wide bandwidth available, in the millimeter range. Millimeter wave technology will supposedly offer us the ability to transfer and download vast amounts of data and videos with speeds up to 100 times faster. Downsides admitted to include massive use of battery life and the need for more cell towers. A lot more. Millimeter waves are short waves, therefore obstructed easily by buildings and other physical or geographical objects, which translate to a need for many, many more towers. In fact, experts estimate that we will need one tower for every 12 homes. This would make it virtually impossible to avoid the radiation from these towers.
People are getting neurological effects, people are getting cancer from wireless radiation, people are getting immune system problems, mm-hmm. and fertility is affected, basically affecting all systems of the body.
Proponents point out that this move will drive the economy with jobs, such as for installing new towers. But what about the health concerns associated with the technology? Is it our economic duty to suffer the risks to our health? Cell phones first appeared in consumer markets in the 1980s without any government safety testing. Less than a decade later, users were already being diagnosed with lethal brain tumors, with lawsuits and fake research to prove safety following soon thereafter. As early as the 1990s, when fewer than 10 out of every 100 American adults had a cell phone, scientists proved that radiation from cell phones and towers damages DNA. Quickly thereafter, the science began piling up. Multiple studies show a link to brain cancer and brain tumors, up to 3 times increased risk, with even higher risk for those who use cell phones before age 20. Studies show radiation from cell phones cause tumors around the heart.
On the second floor where I took my lessons, there are 7 wireless routers on the ceiling and many people using wireless laptops. It was there that I felt like a volcano was erupting in my heart.
Scientists repeatedly find that cell phone radiation impacts fertility and causes low sperm counts and increases risk of miscarriage by as much as 50%. Studies link EMF radiation to autoimmune diseases and mental health problems, from anxiety to dementia. EMFs have been found to change the behavior of tissues and cells, harming blood, DNA, and bone marrow, as well as compromising whole systems, such as the reproductive system, endocrine system, and cardiovascular system. So, what is prolonged exposure then? Well, the industry would have you believe, and have the industry-funded studies that show, cell phones are safe unless you are a heavy user. The problem is that what was heavy use 10 years ago, approximately 9 hours of exposure per day, is light use today. If anything, the risk is even greater than these findings may imply. When independent scientists performed a detailed biological assessment of how cell phone radiation affects tissue, they found a direct link between exposure and an increase in tumors in the heart and brain. According to the researchers, just 20 minutes of cell phone use every day can triple your risk of developing a brain tumor. Combine that with the fact that 9 out of 10 cell phones exceed regulatory limits for radiation, according to the latest data, with most emitting 3 times the radiation as manufacturers claim, and you can begin to see the concern. And 5G makes it all worse. Cell towers, mobile phones, smart meters, and other smart devices emit electromagnetic radiation. These frequencies are how the new technology will enable downloading more data at higher speeds. Additionally, 5G networks will employ MIMO technology, an acronym for multiple input, multiple output. This type of technology uses a lot more transmitters per cell tower to send and receive information. This increase in transmissions and therefore EMF exposure is expected to correlate to an increase in health trauma. Trials of the new technology have not gone well. After 5G was installed around firehouses in San Francisco, firefighters started reporting unusual health problems, ranging from confusion to memory problems. Symptoms disappeared when they relocated.
Ladies and gentlemen, this documentary is posted at Infowars.com on the front page right now. It's also posted at NashvilleNews.com. Whatever you do, get it. 5G Next Gen Health Dangers documentary. And I don't know, and it's not about groveling because he's such a humble guy. It's how much work Mike Adams does, how much he churns out. The guy is a wrecking ball to tyranny. So we're going to air the rest of this. He had problems with his Skype, which is great because this documentary needed to be seen. He was going to play clips of it. Now we're going to play the whole thing in the next 2 segments that he'll pop in via audio right at the end of the show. But whatever you do, share the live link right now at band.video and infowars.com/show. We're going to stream this, but then go to infowars.com on the front page and get the 5G Next Gen Health Dangers documentary and share it. I mean, these documentaries, he's churning one out like every week and running all his other operations. He's Superman. So I just sleep better at night knowing there's Mike Adams. Get this documentary out. It's incredible. 5G is a weapon. 5G gives you cancer. 5G surveils you. Switzerland's banning it. Many of its states, cantons. Israel that invented it has banned it. Chinese communist Huawei's 5G has been banned by Trump. But other companies like Apple, AT&T and Verizon were supposed to bow down to. Doesn't matter who owns the microwave that fries you. What matters is you're fried. The documentary is posted right now, 5G Next Generation Health Dangers documentary by Mike Adams. He's coming up in a moment, but here's more of the film.
According to the latest data, with most emitting 3 times the radiation as manufacturers claim, and you can begin to see the concern. And 5G makes it all worse. Cell towers, mobile phones, smart meters, and other smart devices emit electromagnetic radiation. These frequencies are how the new technology will enable downloading more data at higher speeds. Additionally, 5G networks will employ MIMO technology, an acronym for multiple input, multiple output. This type of technology uses a lot more transmitters per cell tower to send and receive information. This increase in transmissions and therefore EMF exposure is expected to correlate to an increase in health trauma. Trials of the new technology have not gone well. After 5G was installed around firehouses in San Francisco, firefighters started reporting unusual health problems, ranging from confusion to memory problems. Symptoms disappeared when they relocated to different fire stations.
And last time I checked, firefighters weighing in, who dorm and live, we are not transient employees at the fire stations. When did we stop mattering as far as input goes from people and as stakeholders for what the impact is going to be of these towers?
A scientist from Gateshead, England, is speaking out about the health problems 5G has created in his community. After 5G was installed in their street lamps in 2016, residents started experiencing a variety of side effects, ranging from insomnia to nosebleeds and even miscarriages, birth defects, and stillbirths. Scientists believe the EMF radiation disrupts gene expression and the body's ability to keep cells healthy. Millimeter wave radiation has been shown to be more easily absorbed by human skin, leading Israeli experts to warn of increased risk of skin cancer and skin diseases for those exposed to this type of radiation. In 2002, a Russian study confirmed that millimeter wave technology compromises the immune system. Separate Polish and Japanese studies found that the technology damages eye tissue. Other research linked exposure to disruptions in heartbeats and rhythms and linked it to heart disease, sleep disorders, and infertility. We are already being bombarded with electromagnetic pollution from our smartphones, Wi-Fi, smart meters, new vehicles, and all the other automated devices on the market. Recently, it was proven that smart meters interfere with normal heart function. They emit a constant bombardment of microwave radiation that can be very damaging to the heart, which most people don't realize. As our society moves towards smart homes and smart cities, driverless cars, and autonomous augmented realities, we will all become even more saturated in electropollution. It's not just children and pregnant women that are in danger. Peer-reviewed studies have consistently shown...
Again, this is so powerful, even though I already watched it yesterday, that I'm just sitting here in the studio with Mike Adams about to take over, and I'm watching it again, and I'm thinking, when I get home tonight, I'm going to turn the TV on, plug it in to Brighteon or band.video, and I'm going to have my children watch this. Because they already know these issues, but this is so important. We have to make a big issue out of this. We just can't have 29,000 views in one day at band.video, and I'm sure tens of thousands over on his Brighteon site. This is banned on YouTube. We're showing you mainline studies, documents. Think about this. They have banned him even more than us at many levels. This is sick evil. So Mike Adams is taking over right now, but I got to tell you, I think I'm going to play this during the first hour tomorrow of my show to signify to everybody that, hey, the fourth hour is as important as the first hour, but it's when we have a bigger audience in general as the first and second hour. In fact, I'm going to play this in the second hour tomorrow because everybody needs to invest in caring and understanding. Now they've got 6G coming out. So everyone, share it from Infowars.com, share it from naturalnews.com, share it from band.video, share it from brighteon.com. Whatever you do, take action and fight back. And I know I say this all the time because don't thank me when you tune in. I'm thanking you for caring. We're in this boat together. We're all bailing water together. We can get to the island of reawakening and common sense in a programming future, but this is a anti-human eugenics plan. We've got to, as Paul Revere has, get the word out. So I salute Mike Adams for this documentary. 5G Next Gen Health Dangers documentary. Now you know what to do, Paul Revere's. Well, now let's go to Mike Adams.
Well, thank you, Alex, and I got to thank your team there at band.video. They gave us a channel to start uploading this video content maybe a month ago or so. We've been posting, I think, about a video a day to your channel. And here's some good news. We now have a three-person team dedicated to making more of these documentaries, and every single one of them will be uploaded to band.video. And just the fact that you have that platform, that you're able to fund it, and that we, in parallel, have Brighteon.com, so that if one of us gets banned, you know, the other one has the same videos there as well. It's amazing.
This could not be seen if you and I hadn't separately done this ahead of the crackdown we knew was coming.
That's right. And that's why we've had the same mindset about this. Build platforms. Use our platforms. Stop promoting the evil tech platforms. use our platforms and encourage our incredible supporters who are supporting you in many ways. I'm going to talk about that in just a second, but encourage them to share on these platforms. Stop making billions for Mark Zuckerberg or Sundar Pichai or these others. Support Band.video or Brighteon or alternative platforms. Now, I got to mention, we're doing some research on this, Alex, and your audience is going to be fascinated about this, but there are, what we know so far is that taking in antioxidants helps your body eliminate the toxic molecules that are created due to 5G exposure. Now, of course, we haven't done clinical trials yet. We don't know exactly which antioxidants are the most effective. We're conducting research on that. But what we can say right now is that the molecules that are created from 5G exposure, that are created inside your body, that circulate in your blood, they are the most damaging radicals that can damage your brain tissue and your neurology. And they are in your body the moment you're exposed to 5G. And if you don't have some superfoods or supplements or a good diet that's got good antioxidants in it, then those dangerous molecules are causing literal brain damage. But if you have the right supplements, the right classes of, you know, antioxidants, carotenoids, these superfoods, many of the items that you offer, Alex, then your body can neutralize these. And I think this is going to be a key for nutritional survival of your brain from this day forward is going to be, do you have the nutrition to protect yourself from the dangers of 5G exposure that literally have a chemical impact on your body and create brain-damaging molecules right inside your own blood? And this, again, we're doing more research on this. Of course, we'll be sharing it with your audience and our audience and doing documentaries and so on. But the good news is more documentaries are also on the way on different topics. I was just talking to my team this morning that's doing these, what I call mini documentaries, and I approved two more scripts that are going to be in production. We're going to share all of these with you at Infowars.com and Band.video. So look, we are the new media. We cover the topics that nobody's willing to cover. You know, this platform that you're watching right now, Infowars.com, is absolutely crucial in this fight for humanity. And we are building more platforms. We have more announcements coming out in the next few weeks, actually, some really good things. This is what it's all about. We take your support. When you support InfoWars and InfoWars Store and alternative media platforms, all of us, Alex, myself, and others, we take those resources, and instead of stuffing them into our own pockets, we put them into investments in infrastructure to help set humanity free.
And that's because it's not just that we're perfect goody-two-shoes. It's a war. We know this is real. We want to defeat this. We've been banned. We're building this infrastructure because having our voice is like having oxygen when you've been held underwater. We are fighting for our lives. We have survival instincts. They've not broken our will. Our spirits are strong. We're linking up with other humans that have strong spirits. And no matter what color you are, it's the spirit you have. We're brothers. We're sisters, and we're winning. And I know Mike is about to launch some beautiful new infrastructure that is going to terrify the enemy, so all those slime bags know the fear of God, and then we're never going to back down and never surrender. Mike Adams takes over from naturalnews.com. On the other side, stay with us. Naturalnews.com, tomorrow's news today. The average person is in a trance, mind scrambled, and it's getting worse. And they just think they'll slowly turn up the ambient background until it's all over. And they admit they're doing it. And they say humans are a horrible species. And these are fellow humans saying that. They're not psychotic or anything. They're not dangerous. I'm just sure they came up with this plan all by themselves. Ian Ferguson, closing comments. And I really appreciate you joining us today.
Closing comments. If you're concerned, contact your local representatives, your state representatives. Speak out. Speak up. We've got to get the word out. We've got to keep this conversation going because we're all going to be affected. We are all currently being affected. Do your research, look into it, search and research everything that's been said today. Everything me and the other two guests have said, easily researched, easily verified. Look into it for yourself. Oh, and Epstein didn't kill himself.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Now there's a full-blown criminal investigation and people indicted. Wow. All right. Thank you, sir. Mark Steele.
Yes, Alex.
Can I mean, you hear this, me? I'm just saying, Mark Steele, this is real. I mean, the average person just can't admit this is being done to them. It's all public.
the problem that they've got, Alex, it's so unbelievable. I do talks about this, and what I say to people is, you know, they'll have to listen to me for an hour. I don't expect you to believe it. I do expect you to do your own research. You'll find it's absolutely terrifying. This is real. Unfortunately, the words that come out of my mouth are the truth. People only have to do a modicum of research, Brunneman weapons program, paperclip. Herman P. Schwamm, he brought the weapon system from Germany. It was already tested on the camps and inmates, knew about the signal systems and the low energy levels that are needed to do significant harm to a person. And like I said, 5G, the collimated signals in air, is actually a weapons program. The LED deployment is a program called Soft Kill. These are weapons deployments. This is not street lighting at all.
That's right. All right, we'll talk to you again, Mark. Mark Steele, thank you so much. And we need to. We'll send him an external microphone because he's got a lot of great information. Mike Adams, I meant to get to this. 6G, we're now told just 6G, 7G, 8G. What's 6G?
Well, I don't know what the technical specs are for that specific protocol, but we know that the wavelengths are getting smaller, so they're becoming more energized with every generation of this. So 6G would involve more towers located more in closer proximity to your area because they wouldn't have as much distance. Just like 5G, you have to have a lot of towers compared to 4G. 6G would be able to carry more bandwidth and it would have more energy. So it would worsen all of these effects that we're talking about. But before I go here, Alex, I just want to mention a couple of possible solutions because there are things you could do to help protect yourself. I know time is almost out here, but number one, nutrition, antioxidants really matter. Both fat-soluble and water-soluble antioxidants can help protect your body. Secondly, you can choose not to use these devices. Don't use a 5G phone. Don't use a 6G phone when it comes out. Thirdly, get out of the cities because they can't install these towers everywhere across the entire land. They have to install them in the high population density centers. Cities are the kill grid hubs. That's what's coming. Get out of the cities. You may just save your life. So there you go.
And that's what Agenda 21 is to make us live in compact cities and coffin apartments. They're literally, the walls are lined with the wireless garbage.
Yeah. I mean, cities are artificial constructs. They are going to be the kill zones no matter what happens in the future. Grid is down, food supply collapses, economic collapse, war, whatever. But also 5G is a deliberate kill grid. It's here now. You need to get out of the cities. They are kill zones. You cannot survive there long term if you stay there and live there. It's just not sustainable.
Man, I get out in the country, I just feel great. I go out to Big Bend, there's no cell towers. It's just like you just suddenly feel like you're 5 years old again. It's amazing. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for spending so much time with us. Really groundbreaking work. Hope the listeners get this out to everybody so that we can have a pro-human future. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're going to have Matt Bracken take over, author, former Navy SEAL, smart guy, and then Owen Schroer in the war room. I didn't get much into Trump and the Apple protest yesterday. It was successful. Appreciate everybody coming out there. It was great to see so many people. And I got to say, Trump just says, hey, we got to compete with the Chinese. It's like nuclear weapons. The U.S. made nuclear weapons, so they know, oh, let's just give them to everybody else. Like, hey, look, there's a light socket. Let's stick our finger in it. Hey, we can create a bioweapon that'll kill every human on Earth. Well, let's make that. Somebody else might make that. And now 5G, well, it gives you cancer, but man, I tell you, it's really great for self-driving cars. Well, let's put that in right away. And by the time you hear that, oh, there's 6G, there's 7G, oh, there's... It's out of control. I saw a funny comment on InfoWars today. So the only difference between InfoWars and MSM is that InfoWars has more commercials. That's not true. We have the same amount of commercials as cable television or talk radio. We're actually on TV stations and radio stations. That's why we have this. But for people that have never really watched TV or listened to radio, and that's a lot of people now, they're like, hey, isn't this a podcast? Where the ads, the shirt they're wearing, and they plug stuff every 5 minutes anyways. I do intend, and we do intend to start very soon, podcasts that are going to be set, they're going to go out, that you can subscribe to, that are basically, you know, an hour of stuff, maybe you get 3 minutes of ads, because that's what people prefer. And that's what people actually get. But the format to be on radio stations and TV stations is this 14 minutes of ads an hour. And so a lot of the ads we have are actually just informational news pieces. And the way it works is we chop this up and put it out as a podcast. There aren't really ads on it. They have a commercial-free podcast, too. The globalists want to shut down this independent multimedia organization that's pro-human. And it's absolutely imperative it stay on the air. Plus, I'm going to sell you things that you like and get good results from that you want to use again. We're not just trying to have some slick advertising and then sell you something one time. I want a relationship with you. Our iodine, the missing link. 2 billion people have neurological disorders or low IQs. What's the term Encyclopedia Britannica uses? Club Med and all that. It's Club Med's Mediterranean. What's the club doctor, whatever the hell it is. Just look it up for yourself. Wikipedia, too, says more than 2 billion people have intellectual disabilities. It's a nice, fancy new term for a form of retardation. It just means you're behind. Think about that. From lack of iodine. And governments used to put it in the salt and food so you'd had smart people and fertility, but they take it out now and give you the bad halogen to make sure, even if you get the good one, they're blocking it with that fluoride. People ask, how do you bounce off the walls? How do you have so much energy? I've got more energy now than I had when I was 20. And a lot of it is because mission-oriented, and these are serious times. But it's because I filter my water, I take clean iodine, and I take DNA force and things like that, and I gobble fish oil. And I'm glad I started getting on all this stuff 7 years ago, because I'd gained 100 pounds, thought the globals would kill me anytime, didn't care about myself anymore. And then one my friend of mine said, hey, you know, you're doing their job for them, not caring and, you know, drinking whiskey and smoking cigars and eating steaks, you know, and doing all the stuff you need. And not steaks are bad, but, you know, every night. You need to really go out and exercise. Like, oh, I ride the bike around the neighborhood 30 minutes. Well, how about 2 hours? And so it was really hard to, you know, go down over 60 pounds from the 100 pounds I've gained. And then I gained a little bit back, and now I'm going to go down all the way. And it's the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And so if you do one thing today, it's please tell people about the broadcast and then send along the articles and videos. That's part of that, whatever you think is most important. And separately, the big thing you can do is buy the products, because I metaphysically don't follow some magic rules out of some, you know, sorcerer's book. I neurotically try to treat people like I want to be treated. So that means when I blow up and I'm a jerk sometimes and things, I'm upset about things, I apologize profusely. And I mean it. I feel guilty for that, because I want to treat good people good. And, you know, I won't ever hurt any innocent person. And I know you're like that, too. And, you know, I know this show's a train wreck sometimes, so am I. But, you know, I'm doing the best job I can. And we're changing the world together. You know, it was at the start of the show that I showed you the New York Times saying Stephen Miller, who's really one of Trump's top advisors, really want him out of there, is a Nazi. The ADL said he's a Jewish Nazi. And it's, you know, if it wasn't so serious, you'd laugh at that. And they say it's because he likes InfoWars. They got somebody to get his emails. And it shows how they relaunched Breitbart and the presidency and a lot of stuff off InfoWars. The globalists were already spying on everybody. They already knew that. So when they say stop InfoWars, stop Trump, that's the case. And Trump was the InfoWars president, and he's still light years better than Hillary. But let me tell you, he's drifting. You know, I mean, that red flag announcement, oh, yeah, let's pass some red flag laws. This is a get rid of your process. Now, people flipped out. And Trump backed off of that. But, you know, we're in some deep water here. And I'm not going to mince words. So thank you all for your support. Matt Bracken's going to take over. He's about to tell you what he's got coming up. And please support our local affiliates. Please tell people about the local stations as well. Because if it wasn't for our local radio stations with all the deplatforming, we would be off the air right now. And the enemy knows that. They try to harass the stations. The stations get leftist censorship and tell them to go to hell. And go ahead. We'll just put him on prime time. That's happened a lot. But you need to support him and spread the word about him. It's very important. And then tell people out of your area about the audio streams on local stations, because their URL of local radio stations won't get censored like an InfoWars URL with the live streams, like InfoWars.com/show. Send out that local radio station stream. And then that way their other shows get picked up, and so does mine. There's more than one way to skin a cat. Anybody that wants to restream our shows, free to air, just do it. TV, all of it. We got the satellite, everything. I mean, we're fighting hard here. I didn't sleep last night. I last cup of coffee I had was about 6 p.m. Didn't sleep one bit. And I was just real close to God last night. And that's always a good thing, but it also means incoming. Because God always takes me under the wing and cuddles me a little bit before I get put back in the bacon grease. But let me tell you, it's when I'm in that grease that I get even closer. Even closer and closer and closer and closer and closer and closer. Even as they kill this body, and even as they kill you, they can't kill that spirit. And we're all going to meet our maker one day, and I want to be there with you. And I can't do it myself. I have to give it to God, and I have to ask God to take me over, because God's about free will. The devil wants to take you over by stealth, by 5G and globalism and GMO and tainted vaccines and brainwashing and targeting the youth and all the lies and all the millions of channels and BS. But God wants you to say, hey, I want to be good. I want to know the truth. And I also want to stand up against evil. You know, if you really want to fight corruption, God's looking for soldiers. But you got to enlist and you got to sign a piece of paper. You got to sign it metaphysically and say, I want to be with Jesus. Matt Bracken takes over. Stay with us.
We've been talking about this new mini documentary that's available on band.video, racking up tens of thousands of views literally overnight. One of the key things that everybody needs to understand here, and you're going to hear a lot more about this term over the next few years, it's called peroxynitrites. Peroxynitrites, P-E-R-O-X-Y. Followed by nitrites, N-I-T-R-I-T-E-S. Peroxynitrites, these are the highly toxic molecules that are literally created inside your body, in your blood, when you're exposed to 5G electromagnetic radiation. And these peroxynitrites break down into highly reactive, highly dangerous oxygen-reactive species, as well as nitrogen-reactive species. It's straightforward biochemistry, by the way. And these are extremely damaging substances. And in effect, the 5G system has created a binary weapon. Now, this weapon system, which I'm going to call now an electro-nutritional weapon, or let's call it electro-biochemical weapon system, okay? So the electromagnetic radiation from 5G combines with a nutritionally deficient state in a human being, someone who is not taking supplements, someone who's eating just junk food, someone who's depleting their body of antioxidants and minerals, someone who's living a junk food lifestyle. Those people are highly, highly vulnerable to these peroxynitrites, which are created through 5G exposure. So both of these conditions have to be true in order for your brain to be severely damaged by 5G exposure. Now, we covered some of this in the 5G documentary that's up on band.video, but I've done more research since then, so some of what I'm saying here is not even in that documentary yet. We're going to do a follow-up documentary that describes the chemistry, the biochemistry of what I'm going through right now. The upshot, the takeaway that you need to know, and I beg you to listen and share this vital information, is that if you thought that nutrition was just, I don't know, an anti-aging solution or just something to make your skin look better or whatever. No, nutrition now is survival against 5G. And as they roll out 6G in the future, and as they roll out, you know, the Internet of Things, where you're going to have 5G beams from billions of devices across America, devices that you might wear in your clothing, in your hat, on your wrist, on your belt. I mean, clothing is going to be embedded with these 5G broadcast devices. What it means is your body is going to be absolutely saturated with 5G signals. Your body is going to be turned into a chemical weapon against itself. I mean, when I look in big context here, I hear people talk about Soleimani and, you know, what's going on in Iran and the bombing of him, the Hellfire missile strike and everything. You know, those people are so dangerous. Okay, maybe so, but you've got even bigger dangers right here in America. It's called the 5G cell towers. Way bigger dangers right here in America because people are being poisoned every minute of every day that they're exposed to 5G. And if they don't know that they need to eat healthier, that they need to take supplements in order to protect themselves, then I'm sorry, they're going to suffer severe brain damage. And even Soleimani couldn't cause massive brain damage across America in the way that the telecommunications industry is doing, and not even to mention the fluoride industry or the dental industry installing mercury. Oh, and by the way, in my research, guess what I turned up? Two metals make the peroxynitrites even worse. Two metals. That if you have these metals in your blood, your body can't create the proper enzymes to break down the peroxynitrites and neutralize them. Guess what metals those are? Take a guess. One of them is mercury, which is found in vaccines. And another of those metals is aluminum, which is found in many over-the-counter medications, as well as vaccines, as well as in some grocery items like baking soda for certain brands. If you are eating aluminum and getting mercury exposure, your body cannot defend you against the peroxynitrites that are created by the 5G cell tower exposure. You see how this gets complex, but do you see how dangerous it is? And I don't know of anybody else in America that's doing this research. I don't know any other news network that's talking about this right now. I haven't even had time to write this up on my website. You're hearing it first right here on Infowars.com. Who else in this world has the platform and the knowledge and cares enough about humanity to bring you this news? You know, that's why your support is so crucial, but I feel an urgent need to bring you this information. You've got to get away from mercury exposure. You've got to get away from aluminum exposure. You've got to clean up your diet. You've got to practice detox. And by the way, you know what the two best ways to detox are? Drinking water and sweating. So drink water and go take a walk. You know, drink water and exercise. Sweat, people. It's going to save your life in this case. And then have good nutrition, good food, good supplements. You know, eat the fresh fruits and vegetables that are filled with all the pigments, the colors. The colors are medicine. Did you know that? Colors are actual medicine. The lycopene in carrots, the proanthocyanidins in grape seeds. If you eat grapes and they have seeds in them, you should chew the seeds and swallow them because that's powerful cardiovascular medicine in the grape seeds. You wonder why the grocery stores, they want to sell you seedless grapes? Because they took the medicine out, people. You should eat the grape skins and the grape seeds. I could just go on and on. They've taken the nutrition out of the food in the grocery store while they're building a weapons network of 5G cell towers that's exposing you to this electromagnetic radiation that's turning your body into a chemical bomb factory, causing your body to carpet bomb itself with toxic molecules. But the answers are all out there. The answers are right in front of you. It's in the grocery store. It's in the supplements. It's in the superfoods. The answers are available to anyone who's just wise enough to take advantage of them. And yeah, I feel passionate about this because this is what I do. I'm a food scientist. You know, I study nutrition. I study these issues. And I see that humanity is being harmed right here in America in a way that all the terrorists in Iran could never even dream of accomplishing. They didn't poison the water supply, but the fluoride pushers did. You know, Soleimani, he didn't poison our children with toxic vaccines and send them to the hospital with febrile seizures and comas. But the vaccine industry did that, didn't they? I mean, you know, look, even if we killed 10,000 terrorists over in Iraq or Iran or Afghanistan or Syria, we are still being poisoned to death right here in America. And frankly, when is Trump going to take action here in America against these threats against us? That's one of my big questions. I mean, I'm just going to say it. I think that Trump needs to prioritize some of these domestic issues that are facing us, like freedom of speech. You know, for example, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment under attack in Virginia and other places across America. And we're all under attack from these 5G telecommunications networks that frankly seem to be well supported by the Trump administration right now. I think Trump needs to be better informed about the risks that these pose to all of us.